From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Greece heads toward new austerity. The Greek parliament has approved a package of tough reforms demanded by the country's creditors. In a vote that was taken early Thursday morning, 229 lawmakers voted in favor of the measure, 64 against. The ruling Syriza party was able to pass the bill with support from pro-European opposition parties. Barack Obama says the Iran nuclear accord represents the world's best means of ensuring that Iran does not get a nuclear weapon. He told the White House news conference that the pact cuts off every single path for Iran to build an atomic bomb.
This nuclear deal meets the national security interests of the United States and our allies. It prevents the most serious threat, Iran obtaining a nuclear weapon.
There was mixed reaction to the agreement from Turkey, but the prospect of ending Iranian sanctions is seen there as providing major trade opportunities. Dorian Jones takes a look.
Turkey's economy minister, Mehmet Şimşek, tweeted great news for the Turkish economy on hearing the internationally negotiated deal with Iran over its nuclear program. Şimşek predicted a surge in investments and trade between the neighbors, with a nuclear deal set to lift international trade sanctions on Iran. Later this year, a preferential trade agreement between Turkey and Iran is set to come into force. The trade agreement could double business within 2 years. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Suspected Boko Haram militants have killed at least 45 people in northeastern Nigeria. Witnesses say gunmen stormed the town of Mainak on Monday and killed at least 30 people. The gunmen set fire to hundreds of houses. One report said some of the dead were burned beyond recognition. This is VOA News. The U.S. space agency NASA is releasing photos from its New Horizons mission that show icy mountains on the surface of Pluto. Scientists have also revealed images that show remarkable new details of Pluto's moons, Hydra and Charon. The images were taken by the spacecraft as it sped past the dwarf planet on Tuesday. The leader of Afghanistan's Taliban insurgency has endorsed the group's political negotiations with the Kabul government and foreign countries. Ayaz Ghul reports.
Taliban chief Mullah Omar annually releases messages in connection with the Muslim Eid festival, but his statement Wednesday offered an unprecedented defense of the recent engagement with Afghan and foreign peace negotiators. The reclusive Taliban leader said the dialogue is a religiously legitimate strategy and is part of efforts aimed at driving foreign troops from Afghanistan. Therefore, Mullah Omar says the Taliban's political endeavors as well as its interactions with Afghans and foreign countries are aimed at bringing an end to the so-called occupation and to establish an independent Islamic system. Ayaz Ghul, Islamabad.
Mexican troops were deployed Wednesday in the municipality of Badiraguato, including roads leading to La Tuna, that's the birthplace of drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. Officials are trying to recapture him following his recent escape from prison. Mexican police are engaged in a manhunt throughout the country, stepping up border security and shutting down an international airport, in addition to setting up checkpoints. The head of the U.S. Central Bank says increased congressional supervision of the Federal Reserve could reduce its independence and hurt the economy. Fed Chairwoman Janet Yellen spoke at a contentious hearing of the House Financial Services Committee on Wednesday. Ukrainian officials say 8 soldiers have been killed and 16 wounded in fighting between government forces and pro-Russian rebels. The death toll released Wednesday was the highest one-day toll in more than a month. A truce signed by Russia, Ukraine, France, and Germany requires both sides to withdraw heavy weapons from the line of fire, but violations are regularly reported on both sides. A German court Wednesday sentenced a 94-year-old former Nazi officer to 4 years in prison. Oskar Gröning had worked as a bookkeeper in the Auschwitz death camp during World War II. The court found him guilty of more than 300,000 counts of being an accessory to murder. Gröning has admitted to working in the death camp, collecting money and belongings from the Jews arriving there from May to July of 1944. Most of the prisoners were gassed to death soon after their arrival. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.